Hello, I'm Tamsin Broster, and you've tuned in to the Undiet Your Menopause podcast. This is your go-to space for liberating yourself from diet culture, so you can stop shrinking to fit in and take back your power as you navigate your menopause journey. Welcome back to the Undiet Your Menopause podcast. I am back this week and I really, really want to talk about this subject. And I want to talk about the subject of getting dressed. I want to talk about clothing, style, being in a bigger body, being happy in that size, and how our relationship with clothing is affecting our life. I want to talk about all of those things because it's been really on my mind this week. I went on holiday to Greece, had a really, really fantastic time, was having some kind of shopping issues before I went away. I was trying to find some plus size clothing stores, and so many of you helped me when I reached out to say, help me find stuff in a bigger size. And I was just looking for stuff that didn't make me feel like I didn't exist. That's all I wanted, was clothing that had some color, that had some style, that felt good. And you all came out in droves in my stories, replying with lots and lots of different stores that I could try. And I did, and I found some really amazing stuff. But what happened then was I had a lot of people in my DMs talking about their own bodies and how they were struggling to find clothing, how they had holidays coming up they were dreading, how they were feeling so kind of down and frumpy and stuck in a style rut with like just wearing big, baggy, dark colors, trying to cover up their body. And so many things kind of came out while I was on holiday that I was, you know, so many discussions were being had in my DMs whilst I was on holiday. And I came back with just like pages of notes and thoughts about how we dress ourselves when our bodies change and how that really does affect our mood and actually kind of makes things worse. Now, so many of us, when we go through perimenopause and menopause, we do gain weight. And actually that might not be the reason you gain weight. Maybe you've been dieting all your life and the weight regain is happening currently. A lot of people were talking to me about going through lockdown and getting on their kind of fitness journey. And now they've come out the other side of that and they've regained all the weight and all those things. And it's making them feel terrible. Plus they've got all this menopause symptoms going on and they're just feeling generally rubbish about themselves and just not feeling good. So I want to talk about it today because I'm having a real transition phase where I've realized that I have been dressing for how I think I should dress. Dressing in a way that doesn't really reflect my personality and my style, and dressing in a way to be palatable, I guess. And that's something that I'm trying to deal with because this body image stuff, this work is ongoing forever. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you think that I have come through this process where I have been a serial dieter for 20 odd years and then I'm just out the other side of it into this like magical unicorn land of not caring about what I look like, that's actually not true. I am still going through a process, and I think I will go through this process forever because I'm going to age, right? I don't know what my body's going to do. My body might change again, but I'm definitely going to be aging. I'm definitely going to be feeling different things. I'm going to be going further and further into my menopause journey because I'm in the early stages of perimenopause right now. And I don't know how my body's going to react to that. And I don't know how my life is going to unfold. So I think this stuff is not just one and done. I don't think we can just say we're done with dieting, decide we want to accept our bodies, and then we skip off into the sunset. It's just not how it works. So, you know, this is part of a self-worth and self-development process. And it's really important that we recognize that the work is continual. So the phase I'm in right now is heading back to therapy. And I'm actually working with somebody who's more of a coach in this space, because I think that's what I need right now. I've done a lot of talking therapy and yes, it was good. There were some benefits to it, but I felt ready for a coach. I felt ready to be challenged. I felt ready for somebody to work with me to help me grow. And some of that's about my business and myself and my life. And it all kind of wraps into one. But also what I wanted to do was start working again with a stylist because I really want to find my own identity. I really want to understand myself more and be more of my authentic self in every part of my life. And social media, I've taken a little bit of a back step with social media in terms of not posting in a way that typically somebody running a business would post. I'm sharing bits about the podcast, but I'm sharing stuff in my stories. I'm sharing what I'm doing. I'm sharing much more authentically to try and find my voice. So when things pop into my head, I'm sharing those. I'm not worrying about whether there's a lead magnet for you to come and have a look at, or, you know, a way, a program that you can enroll in. Of course, there's always a way to work with me. I'm always working. I have a coaching practice and I tend to work with clients one-to-one. But again, it's working out what I love about the way I coach and the way my offerings and what I'm doing currently. That's where I think it, being able to express myself in a way that is aligned with my values and helps me dig a little bit deeper into what it is I believe in and what it is I want to share and how I want to help people, that is part of this process. So at the same time, I'm going through this kind of up-leveling my style. I want to show who I really am. And I know that clothing has a lot to do with that. And so many people think, like, you know, clothing is just that, just clothes. But actually, it's way more than that. There are things that I had not realized going through this process that I do, that I've got these stories that I tell myself. I've got these little things that I do that come up time and time again that actually stop me from expressing myself in all areas of my life, not just through my clothing. So that's been really, really interesting. And while I was away, I was having these conversations with people, and what really came out, what really stood out to me time and time again, is that women were saying that they felt really down, felt really frumpy, felt like they couldn't find anything to fit their body. Like, how are they going to dress this body? They'd lost the confidence that they had had when they had lost weight the first time, because they'd now regained it all. And they were really struggling with sizing up and buying clothes that fit their body now. So they're kind of just existing in the stuff that fits them still, and buying, say, temporary clothes. And I started to think about how I have done that too. I never used to want to go above a certain size. I would get to a place of having a limit on it. And I remember a conversation I had with my best friend. We were about 18, 19. We were on holiday. We were about to embark on another diet plan. When we got back, we were planning it out whilst on the holiday. I mean, like, and looking back at the photos, it, honestly, you can look at those photos and think, what were we thinking? However, we made a pact that we were not going to go above a certain clothing size, and we were not going to go above a certain number on the scale, because that number on the scale was always the one where we knew that we would be comfortable, that we would be able to wear that certain size and stay acceptable, basically. Well, that's what we were saying. It was our fat phobia that we didn't even know we had, just coming out in ways that was putting a limit on ourselves to say, we cannot go the other side of that number. Now, what were we thinking was going to happen on the other side of that number? Now, I think this is about thinking that once you go past a certain number, that everything spirals out of control, that you will never, ever, ever be able to rein it back in, that you will never be able to accept yourself or ever even be whatever it is you think you want to be, which I assume is, you know, for me back then, it would have been being thin and attractive. I actually wasn't thinking about being healthy at that point. I was way too young to be worrying about health. As far as I was concerned, I was going to live forever. You know, at that age, it was absolutely about the male gaze. It was about being attractive, and it was about being slim and as small as possible. Now, you know, this continued, and it, the goalposts changed. The things that I wanted to achieve that for changed as I became a mum. I wanted to lose the weight because I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to get, you know, more exercise because I wanted to be able to run around after my kids and all of those things. And I felt like the number on a scale was going to be the way to do that. So I had, again, another limit. And every part of my life, and I look back at it, I think, gosh, yes, I always had a number on a scale or a size of clothing that was my limit that I could not go above. Now, what that did was meant that when I needed clothing to go into another size, I would only, at the very most, allow myself to buy a very small amount of clothing, usually like a pair of black stretchy leggings, because then they wouldn't be wasted because they'd still fit me even if I did manage to lose the weight. So I had limits on myself. I was always buying things that would either just get me to, so it would be like to get me to the next stage, so get me to the point where I'd lost the weight. So I would never invest in anything nice. I was always spending money on cheap clothing, and that always shrunk. It always went a bit funny in the wash. It always didn't last. And I just always felt like I was unable to allow myself to buy the size that I actually really needed and to buy the clothing that was ever going to last, because I never ever wanted to commit to being the size that I was buying. It didn't matter. It did not matter if I had lost a lot of weight. I remember when I lost a phenomenal amount of weight on a particular diet regime I'd been on. I'd been on it for about 6 months and I was absolutely getting to where I wanted to be. But every size of clothing that I bought was just temporary. There was never, ever anything that was going to be forever, because I was always striving to go another size lower. There was no end to that. There was no number which I felt like I would be happy in. It was just to get to the next number down. And if I ever needed to size up, I literally just would not buy that piece of clothing. If an item of clothing that I really liked didn't come in the size that I felt that I was or I wanted to be, and I felt like I needed to go one up, I just wouldn't buy it. Simple as that. And judging by the messages I've got in my DMs, I suddenly realized that lots of you are still in this place where you absolutely cannot conceivably think about being able to buy a bigger size. When I work with clients, they often come to me saying, I want to learn to accept myself. I want to accept my body. I want to stop dieting, but I don't want to get any bigger. And there's a caveat on their body size. And what they're saying is, I want you to make sure that I don't get any bigger than this, because whilst I want to stop dieting and I don't want to be restricting anymore, I also don't want my body to be out of control, because I want to still feel like I can accept myself in this size. Like I've got to the point where this size is okay and I can dress my body in this size and I've got clothing that fits me. But if my body changes again and I go up another size, I'm going to have to replace all that, and I don't have the money and I don't want to do that thing. I don't want to go up that in that size. I don't want to have to replace all my wardrobe. And I get it. But what I always say to them is, I am not in control of your body any more than you are. And what we need to do is work on coming to a place where we can accept that our body is always changing, and actually we can't really get attached to any particular size or shape. What we have to do is practice a more body neutral way of being with our body, where we are able to accept it and where we are able to dress it as it is today without holding on to it, without holding on to a particular size and assuming that we can never allow it to change. So it got me thinking about actually what I think is happening here. When I'm chatting with clients, when I'm chatting with you in my DMs, is what I think is happening is you have a size limit that your brain won't allow you to go past, that you won't allow yourself to go past because of your internalized fat phobia. And that means that you're dressing in a way that isn't making you feel good, or you only feel good if the clothing that you bought that made you feel good before still fits you. You're not thinking to yourself, well, I can just buy something that makes me feel amazing in the next size up. Like, that's just not happening. Now, there's one thing that we all need to do every single day, pretty much, unless we live on an island with no other people, is get dressed. We all have to dress our bodies, regardless of whether you like your body right now, regardless of whether you are happy with it, or whether you like that size, or whether you think that size is acceptable, regardless of whether you think you have failed in some way because you have regained weight that you lost before. You have to get dressed. You likely have to get dressed and go to a job, and you likely have to show up in your life on the weekends with your family, in the evenings with your family, and doing stuff. And this is where, if we put our lives on hold, even if we're coming out of dieting and not wanting to go back down that diet route again, we can still be putting our lives on hold if we think we can't dress our body in a certain size because it means something, or because we're making it mean something. We're making it mean that we have failed even more if our body changes again. And this is what I want to help you see is happening, so that you can hopefully come out of that and actually start thinking about what looks good on your body and what makes you feel good in your body. Clothing is really, really powerful. If you think about the fact that there are so many people in my DMs, and I have done this too, and this is exactly why I have been working with somebody to help me find what my style is for this body that I own today. That's why I'm doing it, because I would have just worn the stuff that I had been wearing for a long time that didn't particularly make me feel anything about myself. It was just kind of like diluting my own personality and not wanting to show my personality through my clothing or express myself through clothing, because I don't necessarily know how to do that at this point, because my body has changed so much over the years, and this size body that I've got now is the biggest body I've ever had, and you know, even outside of being pregnant, and I'm good with that, and I'm good with, I don't weigh myself, I haven't weighed myself for nearly 5 years now, but I found, have not actually discovered what I think makes me feel good. There are pieces that I have found over the years, like a dress here and a outfit there and a, you know, maybe, you know, this, you know, all these different things that I have found that I think, oh yeah, that makes me feel really good. But I haven't got a wardrobe of that stuff. I've got odd, you know, key pieces that I would then wear occasionally. And actually what I realized was I was only wearing those things for special occasions. I didn't want to mess them up or get them dirty or wash them too much because they would shrink. I have this investment cardigan, I would call it. It's from a store that I don't normally shop in, from a store that I can't normally afford. And I realized I don't actually wear it very often. And the reason I don't wear it very often is because I'm worried that I'm going to have to wash it again and again, and it's going to shrink or get ruined, because I'm so used to wearing cheap clothing, cheaper clothing that doesn't align with my values or beliefs, but I haven't had any choice because I haven't had any money to be able to invest in myself. But those clothes don't last. They shrink, they go out of shape. Every time you wash them, they take another hit, and you diminishing the time that you've got left with them. And I felt like this was going to happen with this particular cardigan. And so I kept it in my drawer, and there was just no point in that. That cardigan made me feel incredible. I loved wearing it, but I would wear it only on special occasions. So I'm having this transition where I'm going through this phase of trying to wear the things. I'm trying to actually make use of my wardrobe. And instead of telling myself that it's all going to be ruined and go out of shape, or that I can only wear it on special occasions, I'm telling myself I can wear this as often as I like. My body deserves to be in clothing that makes me feel amazing. And yes, there's always going to be a financial budget attached to that. And there is going to be plenty of you listening to this thinking, well, it sounds privileged. Well, yeah, it is. Of course it is. I have a lot of unearned privileges. And I also recognize that we're not all in the same boat. I am not financially in a position to go out and shop in these stores or go shopping all the time in any way, shape or form. And I wrestle with this feeling of wanting to move away from stores that are not ethically aligned to my values or beliefs, but also not having the money to shop everywhere else. And also, I struggle with the idea that there are some shops out there that may be more expensive, that they maybe seem like they are more ethical, but actually they probably aren't. There's probably, if I actually follow the supply chain and actually look into it, there's probably a lot of things that I don't align with. And that's something as well, even though they may charge more for their clothing, it's not necessarily made in a more ethical way. So there's lots of things kind of going on in your mind before we even put an item of clothing on our body. And when we were talking in my stories before I went on holiday about clothing not being available on the high street, that's another frustration, because we're trying to think about whether we want to get up and go shopping and just go out to find that there is nothing in our size and nothing fits our body. Now, so many stores are getting better at this. And I did have a big rant about this in my podcast episode previously about the Sweaty Betty campaign, because an XL or an XXL is not size inclusive clothing. That is just the end of it. And I had my rant on that episode. So if you want to hear about that, go back to that one if you haven't heard it. But, you know, so many of these stores are getting a bit better at supplying us with bigger sizes and a wider range of sizes, but it can feel really hard to step outside the door, go shopping into these places, not really being sure if they're going to carry that size or not, or being sure if they've got any left, and then coming home and finding you have to just shop online anyway. Shopping online, just creates such a financial barrier because we have to spend a lot of money on clothing to get it all delivered. Like if you think about how many things you would try on in a shop, like I would quite easily take in like 10 things easily into one of my favorite stores and into the changing room. If I have to then buy those 10 things and bring them home, we're talking hundreds of pounds. For me to then just have to send them back, it just feels like a full-time job and it feels exhausting. So I kind of get why people don't want to do it. We don't want to shop online and we don't want to shop in person because it's exhausting when your body doesn't fit the sizing. But quite a lot of the people that I'm talking to in my DMs do still fit into the clothing sizes that are in the stores. So this is where I'm coming back to this idea that I think so many people have a size limit that they won't go above because of what they believe it means. They believe it means they have failed. They believe it means that they are just going to be in a size body that society doesn't accept forever. And maybe that's the case, but what we have to accept it first, right? We have to get to this place where we can accept the body that we are in and go and find clothing that really expresses our personality to lift us out of that fog, because it is a fog and it sits heavily over us. And if you're in perimenopause, that's already amplified because of the fact that you are going through a major change in your body and your hormones are fluctuating all over the place and declining. And the anxiety and the feeling low and all of that stuff is already there. So dressing in a way that makes you feel even worse is not going to help. So this is where I want you to think about, like, if you have a size limit that you just won't allow yourself to go above, what would it take to allow you to do that? What would it take for you to go and just try on that next size up in colors, in things that you like, if you like color? Some people love dressing in more monochrome and black and white or like beige colors. And that's great. It's definitely not my style. I love color. But when I'm not feeling good about myself, the color disappears from my wardrobe and I will reach for things that are hiding me, that are darker, that are oversized, that are not showing off any kind of shape. And that's fine, but I don't want to stay there because it just brings my mood down and it will keep your mood down. If you're anything like me, it will just keep your mood in that place where you just don't feel good. So think about what things you like, because, you know, I had a client recently who was just wearing black and oversized things. And we worked together for like 7 weeks, going through her wardrobe, chucking things out that she had hidden under the bed, which she called her skinny clothes. And it was encouraging her to pull them out and really think about whether she wanted to put herself through that again. Does she want to put herself through what it takes to get back into those clothes with no guarantee that that would ever happen anyway? And actually, the answer was no. Of course not. She doesn't want to go back into a world of restricting food and being so strict with herself that she can't eat with her family or that she has to work out every single day in a really intense way. Otherwise, the weight's just not going to come off. What she actually needed was just to like the clothing that she was putting on her body. So she started to find things with color. She started to pull things out that she already had in her wardrobe. She didn't actually need to go and buy much, that she already had that fit her body now, but she was just keeping herself stuck in this really dark place of just feeling like it wasn't, her body wasn't good enough to dress it. But once she realized that actually her body was worthy of clothing right now, as it is today, even if it was to change in the future, she was able to start wearing some color. And then that lifted her mood. And then that helped her go out more. And that helped her socialize with her friends more and take up a new hobby, which has now turned into a business, a really good business, because she was able to just lift herself out of that place through a very simple and effective thing, which is getting dressed. So I think it's worth thinking about how much the way you are dressing is pushing down your mood and actually making you feel worse about your body. If we just assume that your body's not going to change pretty much from where it is now, if we make that assumption, if somebody came along and told you, right, no, this is the body you're going to have now, it's not going to change ever, you're always going to be this size, then would you maybe think about going out and getting clothes that fit your body that you love? Because if that's the case, then do it. Do it without having to worry about whether your body will get smaller or bigger. put that to one side and think about, okay, if this was it, if this was never, ever going to be any different, how would I like to dress? Do I want to dress like this forever, where I feel really down and I don't like anything in my wardrobe, and every time I open the doors, I just feel so deflated and like I failed? Or do I want to open the wardrobe and think, great, I get to wear this today, and it lifts your mood and it makes you feel good? Because I can honestly tell you, like, it makes such a difference. Treat yourself in a way that you would if you had lost the weight you're saying you want to lose. I think so many of us only think we'll treat our bodies and treat ourselves when we get to that magical number. And as somebody who got to that magical number, I can say, honestly, I didn't. I actually didn't do that. What I did was decided that I would still only buy temporary clothing because I wanted to get to the next size down. And then if I ever got to the next size down, then I still would only ever buy temporary clothing because I still wanted to get to the next. Like, it never ends. Let's face it, it never ends. This desire for weight loss never gets to this magical place where we go, right, great, I'm now it and I accept myself. And our body will always fight back. So even if you do go for it and you do get there, your body's going to keep trying to pull you back for safety because it has no idea that you are trying to lose weight to fit into a certain size of clothing. So wherever you are in terms of your body size and shape and how you accept it, it is so important to be able to just get dressed in the body you have without it making you feel like you have failed. You haven't failed. You have a body that needs to wear clothing. So that's my take on clothing right now. That's where my brain has currently been at since I've been on holiday. And all of the discussions that we've been having in my DMs have just sparked this kind of thought about this stuff. So my advice to you, if you take away one thing from this podcast episode, is just think about whether you are just putting limits on yourself rather than it being a financial issue. Because I totally understand that we are in a cost of living crisis. And I totally understand that clothing isn't necessarily a priority. And I'm not suggesting that you make it a complete priority. What I'm saying is, are you simply buying stuff that fits you in a certain size because you won't size up? Because you know, it's so important to be really honest about this. If you are putting limits on yourself because you do not want to spend any money on the next size up because you feel like that's a slippery slope, I just want you to recognize that that is happening. Because once you recognize that's happening, you can start thinking about things differently. And my hope is that you'll start being able to go out and buy some clothes, even if it's just a couple of pieces that make you feel good, that maybe have some colors that you love, that are gonna help you to come out of that funk of feeling that you're just really down about your body and that you're really in this kind of dark place that is making you feel really worthless each day, because that's not where we wanna stay. We don't want to wait for our bodies to change to come out of that, because it won't happen. You know, either our bodies won't change or we won't, that it will still feel just as rough, even if it does. Because shame is not a motivator. Having the, you know, feeling really low about yourself is not going to motivate you to do anything differently. And you shouldn't need to. Your body is doing amazing things, keeping you going and keeping you alive as it is. And it deserves to feel fabulous every single day. I will see you next week with another episode of the Undiet Your Menopause podcast. I'll see you then. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Undiet Your Menopause podcast. Join me next week for another chat about menopause, breaking free from food rules, body shame, and society's expectations. And if you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. It takes less than a minute, but it truly helps the algorithm gods find more people who need this podcast in their life. If you want to make sure you never miss an episode, then follow or subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. I'd love to stay connected to each and every one of you. And as a little thank you from me to you, I've put a link in the show notes that will give you access to my free unapologetic guide to undieting your life. It's packed full of ways you can have a better relationship with food, get started with intuitive eating, and love and accept your body exactly as it is without shrinking. You can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or find out more about how to work with me on my website, www.tamsinbroster.co.uk. Everything you need is in the show notes. I will see you next time on the Undiet Your Menopause podcast.